my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. Greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, January the 26th, 2014. And this is the Mind of God program. On the Mind of God program, we endeavor daily to extinguish and destroy the mind of Satan, the demonic influence, the mind of the wicked ruling class, warfare, bloodshed, death, hell, destruction. We want to cease thinking like that. We want to climb out of such wicked mentality and climb up into the mind of God, the mind of Christ. In the Christ mind, we as poor working class masses of oppressed proletariat peoples, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, Christian, Jew, Hindu, Buddhist, Zoroaster, Muslim, Rastafari, agnostic, whatever we label ourselves, we will see that in the mind of Christ, we must come together, work together, organize together for freedom, justice, and equality. We are ready, willing, and able to ally ourselves with any political, religious, revolutionary institution or organization that is of like mind. My beautiful sister Venice is yet my producer, helper, engineer, facilitator, coordinator of this website and this program, the Mind of God program. I am ever so thankful to the Most High for such beautiful sister and her beautiful work for this website and this program. I pray that the Most High continues to bless my dear beautiful sister Venice and bless her children and her family. Contact me by emailing yahlove@comcast.net, yahlove@comcast.net. Let's give praises unto the Almighty. We give praises to the Almighty Father, the Almighty Creator. In the African Hebrew language, the word for father is Ab. Sometimes you hear Abba. Putting that together with Yahweh, Yahweh, you get Yahweh Ab or Yahweh Abba. Numbers chapter 11, Moses refers to the Lord Yahweh as having the attribute of begetting. In the African Arabic language, the Almighty Father is known as Allah, A-L-L-A-H. Allah is also an African Hebrew word found under the number 5927 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, carrying the definition of the ascender, the ascender, the one who raises us up into his mind of supreme knowledge. The Almighty Father raising us up into such excellent, supreme knowledge that we may excel this wicked system, the knowledge and wisdom of this wicked system, and be the facilitators of the kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth. In Egypt, the Almighty Father, personified under the name Amen, that hidden, unseen, sacred, masculine power, Father behind the whole of the universe. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, the Almighty Father is known as the Great and the Grand Father. We also give praises to the Almighty, beautiful Mother, Mother, Holy Spirit, the Almighty Creatress. In the African Hebrew language, the word for mother is Aim. Putting that together with Yahweh, we get Yahweh Aim. Numbers chapter 11 again, Moses refers to the same Lord Yahweh as also having the attribute of conceiving. Yahweh is an African Hebrew scientific word that teaches us of the birthing process, the union of sacred masculine and sacred feminine, teaching us the cause behind all things. The first law of science is the law of cause and effect. All of the universe are the effects, the cause, the Most High Father and the Most High Mother, Yahweh. In the African Hebrew language, the etymological root word to Yahweh, which is 3068 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, is another word, Hayah. That word means to be and to come into being. These are scientific words teaching us of the power of Yahweh, that root causative factor causing all to come into being and come to existence. Therefore, Yahweh is defined as existing and the existing one. Mother Holy Spirit is referred to in the book of Proverbs in the feminine and given the feminine title of wisdom. 2454, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, Kokmoth is the word, and that word is feminine in the African Hebrew language, the word for wisdom. In the Living Bible translation of St. Matthew chapter 1, verses 19 and 20, we learn that Mother Holy Spirit conceived Jesus. Mother Holy Spirit is the mother of Yeshua Jesus. She's your mother, my mother, mother of creation, mother of universe, as the Almighty Father is father of the same. In the African Hebrew language, her name and title, Mother Holy Spirit's name and title are Ruach HaKadosh, Ruach Kadosh. Hear the Ka, Ruach Kadosh. Ruach is the word for spirit in the African Hebrew language, found under the number 7307 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. That word is feminine because Holy Spirit is our mother. She is feminine. Ruach Kadosh, Ruach, that Ka is the word for spirit in the African Kemet language. African Hebrews, African Kemet, Egypt, one people coming from Ethiopia. The word Ka, Kadosh, that word for holy and sanctified, describing the whole of the universe as alive with the living and breathing spirit and power and force of the Most High, all the way down to the atoms, molecules, protons, neutrons, electrons. In the African Arabic language, Mother Holy Spirit is known as Allah, I-L-L-A-H. Ashadu illa illa ha'il Allah, our Islamic sisters and brothers say. Properly understood? None but our mother Allah and our father Allah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, our wonderful Islamic sisters and brothers also say. Properly understood? In the name of our mother Allah, the womb through whom we receive beneficence and mercy. Allah is also an African Hebrew word found under the number, I believe it's 5931. After 5927, which is Allah, a verb, the Father, you find 5928, 2930, Allah. These words are the feminine counterpart to Allah. These words, Allah, are the ascender in the feminine. Sacred masculine, sacred feminine unity. That same attribute is in the feminine, Allah. Then when you get to Allah, this word is feminine also and has to do with occurrence and circumstance. So we are rising up into the mind on the feminine side of the Almighty Mother and the supreme wisdom that we may be able to change our occurrence, change our circumstance, change the system, change the institutions, change the governments of this earth, and bring in the kingdom of God and queendom of Goddess in heaven right here, right now, on this earth. In Egypt, Mother Holy Spirit, personified as Amonet, that womb that has the power to reveal that which is hidden. That's the power of the sacred and divine feminine mother power of the universe. That womb that takes that which is hidden and unseen and brings it, reveals it into the light. The indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, Mother Holy Spirit is known as Grand Mother and Great Mother. I greet you, my sisters and brothers of the human family, in the name and title of our Lord and Savior, the Black African Revolutionary Hebrew Messiah, Jesus the Christ. In the African Hebrew language, his name and title are Yahushua HaMashiach. And we say Yahshua is the feminine and Yahushua is the masculine. And believe it or not, but I'm here to tell you that Christ has this day been revealed and manifested in the personality of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I of Ethiopia, the 225th king in the 3,000-year-old Solomonic dynasty. Emperor Haile Selassie I, Rastafari I, was crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, November 2nd, 1930. So when I say Jah, Rastafari, Haile Selassie I, as the new names of Jesus Christ in these last days of judgment in Babylon, this is to teach us that Christ, the book of Revelation teaches us that Christ would come in the last days, that Yahushua would come in the last days. I am here to declare unto you, sister and brother, black, brown, red, yellow, white, poor, working class, oppressed, proletariat, peoples of the earth, Christ is here in you. You are the Christ in human flesh. Every spirit, every soul energy is Christ in human flesh. You, I, we petitioned the Most High for a body to come into that we may administer justice to the oppressed, that we may administer justice to those who have been disenfranchised, those who have been robbed of justice. You are here. I am here. We are here to manifest the power of Christ within our person, making all of our names the new names of Jesus Christ in these last days of judgment in this system that we refer to as Babylon. We want to finish out some thoughts in St. Luke. Then we want to deal with the Zodiac. The Africans created the Zodiac teaching. The Africans divided the heavens into 12 parts, tracking the sun in the 12-month clockwise cycle, and also the 26,000-year counterclockwise cycle of the sun through the Zodiac in the counterclockwise 12-month cycle, clockwise through the Zodiac. 26,000-year cycle counterclockwise through the same Zodiac in counterclockwise. Then we want to go into some book of Revelation, some teaching from Revelation chapter 3 around verse 20. Now, sisters and brothers, as we examine the systems on the earth, as we examine the institutions on the earth, as we examine the governments on the earth, as we examine how poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and white must come together for our benefit, that we may administer justice to each other. St. Luke chapter 6, Jesus is teaching hard. Jesus, Yahushua, is teaching us the intricacies of the Roman Empire and how Caesar uses and manipulates the poor working class masses of the people against each other to destroy each other, so that Rome and Caesar and the Roman Empire and the Roman Senate may keep control of power, control the kingdom of God, control the people, control the land, wealth, and resources. Yahushua wants us to see and know and understand how the surrogates, the elites in our society, today we say presidents, prime ministers, kings, queens, heads of government, financial, educational, and religious institutions, CEOs of companies, congresspeople, senators, these are the elites, those professors, many of them, most of them on our college campuses, those who run the college campuses, governmental, educational, financial, religious institution leaders. These are the elites that are used by the wicked ruling class and ruling families to be the technicians or technocrats within the system to continue to propagate the system as is, so that the wicked ruling class and families may continue to exploit black, brown, red, yellow, and white poor working class people and keep us divided against each other, feeding off of hatreds, enmities, animosities, because I'm black, you're white, I'm red, you're yellow, I'm brown, you're white, I'm white, you're black, I'm Christian, you're Muslim, I'm Muslim, you're a Jew, I'm a Jew, you're a Hindu, I'm a Zoroaster, you're a Buddhist, I'm a Rasta, you are an agnostic, I'm a communist, you're a capitalist, I'm a Democrat, you are a Republican, I live in America, you live in Central and South America, I live in Canada, you live in Africa, so we're divided. I'm of this ethnic group, you're of that ethnic group, I'm a male, you're a female, we're divided against each other, being maneuvered into feeding off of hatreds. So Jesus, Yahushua, chapter 6, verse 20. We're going to go for a few verses here. Transition to the zodiac. He's teaching poor working class people that, first of all, you have rights. He says in verse 20, and he lifted up his eyes on his disciples. This is Yahushua. And said, blessed be ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. He's talking to poor working class people, to the oppressed masses who have been robbed of everything, robbed of power, robbed of influence, robbed of education, robbed of health care, robbed of benefits, robbed of human dignity, robbed of every right that is a human right, robbed of living wage job, robbed of land, robbed of resources, robbed of culture, robbed of everything. So Yahushua wants to empower the poor working class masses of the people. So he says, blessed be ye poor. You're not blessed if you remain poor, but here is a man that comes to show us a way out of poverty. This man, Yahushua, and Yahushua means or is defined as health, wealth, prosperity, everything that has been denied the poor working class masses of the oppressed proletariat peoples of the earth. Deliverance and liberty. These are the means by which we must use. These are the means that we must use that we may reattain health, wealth, and prosperity. America is so rich. Europe is so rich. Why? Because the elites, the presidents and prime ministers, joint chiefs of staff, military leaders, CIA, FBI, MI5 and 6, Mossad, these have congregated, coalesced to rob the masses of wealth and resources. Go into Africa. Disconnect the people from their land. Bring in guns. Keep them warring against each other. Keep them divided against each other. Pay this warlord to kill off that warlord. And every time you look, you see that the places where the conflicts are occurring always take place where there is land, wealth, and resources. I'm trying to find something on Democracy Now. She had a program in which the person she was interviewing, this is Amy Goodman of Democracy Now, the person was talking about how they're talking about power and water. Let me see if I can find this, sisters and brothers. I think I may have found it. I may have to just say it from memory and have it in my notes. But this individual did a little movie about one of the countries in Africa. It may be South Sudan, I'm not sure. I think it may be South Sudan. and one of the American Congress people, American senators, or American ambassadors was sent to the South Sudan, I believe is the nation we're dealing with here, and supposedly South Sudan is being given a large energy system and a large waterway system. But this fella is saying, it's so interesting that the place where the energy and water project is being conducted is sitting on top of vast, vast resources. And so he suspects that this giving the Sudanese people energy and water is a facade in order, in reality, to facilitate the further theft of land, wealth, and resources. And so there was an African brother who ran in on the ceremony and protested, voiced his displeasure with the whole proceeding, because he could see, as well as this documentarian could see, that this was a facade in order to, in reality, hide the fact that the mining companies, the resource companies, they want the land, they want the wealth, they want the resources. So the problem is that the people have been disempowered. And the fighting going on in South Sudan is facilitated by the same wicked powers that we always talk about. These warlords are being paid to fight and kill. You see, all of the problems we have to overcome, poor working class people being manipulated, their plight and our plight, the wicked ruling class are taking advantage of it. Then they give you a little piece of money and say, raise up a little army and go kill those people. Little do we know that everywhere we are killing, there is land, wealth, resources that the one who paid us to kill each other wants to gain access to, wants to put a mining corporation on top of the land to mine the wealth and the resources out of the land, so that those resources, diamond, coltan, gold, whatever the resources, may be taken out of the land, into America, into Europe, into Israel, so that various goods and various commodities can be made and produced from it. And then the CEOs of the various companies, computer companies, telephone companies, TV companies, military contractors, make and produce all manner of things from the wealth stole. So the problem is the people have been robbed of their power. Let's take this first break. See you on the other side of the break.